Ready to unlock your true potential and manifest the life of your dreams? Then I've got something super special just for you. Our mind-blowing self-love and manifestation courses. Picture this, a journey of self-discovery where you'll find a deep well of self-love and acceptance. Say goodbye to self-doubt and hello to unshakable confidence. Our courses are designed to help you embrace your worthiness and tap into the incredible power of self-love. But that's not all. We'll also dive deep into the transformative world of manifestations. You'll learn proven tools and techniques and strategies to align your thoughts, beliefs, and actions with your wildest dreams. So get ready to create the success, happiness, love, and abundance that you deserve. So what are you waiting for? Head over to candywashington.com/courses to get started. Again, that's candywashington.com/courses. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Soft Life Podcast with me, Candy Washington. So before we dive into today's episode, which is what to do when you feel burned out, you know, a lot of people say you need to reset when you feel burned out. That is actually the opposite of what you need to do. Do not reset when you feel burned out. Don't worry, I've got you covered. I'm going to tell you what you actually should do instead. But before we dive in, if you need additional support, be sure to grab one of our courses down below. Also, be sure to grab our free self-love guide. Join our Patreon community. We are just growing over there. Shout out on my Patreons. And also be sure to like, subscribe, and share. So with that, let's dive right on in. Oh, and also our merch. I'm wearing, if you guys are watching this, I am wearing the new Soft Life sweatshirt. So our merch just launched. So also be sure to check out our merch down below as well. All right. So with that, let's dive right on in. So first, let's talk about what burnout is. Burnout is when you are mentally, physically, and I'm going to add spiritually exhausted due to prolonged stress. So that can show up as headaches, migraines, stomach issues, not being able to sleep, sleeping too much, being very disconnected, uninspired, very apathetic, whether it's in your work, with your home life, you know, just kind of feeling disconnected, checked out, uninspired, and just really fatigued and tired, right? You're just burnt out, you're tapped out, you're done. This could add to being more irritable, more critical, also feeling the need to control things more, not so much in a state of flow. So that's sort of the symptoms of burnout. They can also mirror the symptoms of depression. So burnout and depression are two different things. You know, depression really is more of a mental condition. You can diagnose it with a professional. Burnout is more just a conditioned state of being due to prolonged stress. So the symptoms can mirror themselves, but burnout and depression are two different things. So we're going to talk about burnout, okay? So the biggest reason why burnout and depression also are different is because burnout usually is because of your lifestyle. Yes, you can be depressed due to a lifestyle, but it's more of a mental thing, whereas burnout is directly a result of the way in which you are living your life. Which brings me to the topic of today's episode, which is why you should not reset when you feel burnt out. You should restructure, or you should redesign, rather. And what I mean by that is this. If burnout is caused by prolonged stress, whether you are doing too much at work, too much at home, not enough here, too much over here, neglecting your self-care, not taking care of yourself, you know, or doing something that you don't love, that you're not inspired by, that you don't have a why behind it, right? If that is what is calling your burnout, you don't want to reset to what burned you out. So this is what will typically happen. Someone will get burned out to a point of like their breaking point, and they know that they have to take a rest. They're either forced to, whether it's like some type of like extreme mental exhaustion, or they physically break down, or maybe their loved ones or their coworkers around them are like, hey, you need to take a break. You need to take a rest. Like, you're getting really burned out. And we see how stressed and frantic and just unhealthy you are. So you need to take a bit of a break. They'll get there, they'll rest, and then they'll think, okay, if I've rested, I'm feeling good. Now let's reset. And then they just go back to what they were doing, which will just lead, once that rest is period is over, which will just lead to more burnout down the road, because it's not, because you didn't actually, what's the word I'm looking for? You didn't actually treat the problem. You treated the symptom, right? So the problem is the lifestyle that you were leading that led to the burnout. So you treated the burnout, you got the rest, but you didn't treat what caused the burnout, which is the lifestyle. And by lifestyle, what I mean is, are you living a life that is very stressed out? Never enough time, never enough support. You have to do everything. You're being stretched thin. You have no boundaries. You know, you're trying to be everyone to everybody. You're just really doing that, you know, stretching yourself too thin, prolonged stress leading to the burnout. If you just reset back to what you were doing before, it's just going to lead to more burnout. And then it just becomes a cycle. Lifestyle of stress, you burn out, you get forced to take a rest. Back to lifestyle of stress, you burn out, you get forced to take a rest, and that just repeats itself on repeat. So what you want to do is, when you find yourself in a place of burnout where you are uninspired, disconnected from self, disconnected from higher power, disconnected from, you know, your creativity or the love you used to have for your work or within your own personal life, and you're just stressed out and you're getting the migraines and the headaches and the ulcers and this, and you're snapping and you're irritable. When you get to that place of burnout, the first thing I want you to do is, yes, rest. But I don't want you to reset. I want you to redesign. Because what the burnout is telling you is that the way in which you are living your life, aka your lifestyle, isn't working. So you need to address the lifestyle in order to prevent the burnout. That's how you break the cycle. That's how you break the pattern of burnout. You treat the actual disease or the reason or the lifestyle rather than just treating what the symptom is. So the way you do that is, you can look at your life and you can say, okay, so where in my work am I feeling, you know, resentful? Where am I feeling, you know, overstretched? Where am I feeling unfulfilled? You know, in my personal life, in my romantic relationship, where am I feeling unloved? Where am I feeling unseen? Where am I feeling, you know, maybe I'm not prioritized? You know, in my self-care plan, where am I not taking care of myself? Where am I not showing up for myself? In my friendships, are they one-sided? You know, do I have friends that are there for me when I need them, that can pour into me, or am I pouring into everybody else? And so really take an inventory of your life and say, what are the things that led me to this, that led me to the burnout? And then what can I change or redesign in order for this not to happen again? Maybe it's saying, you know what, I'm not going to work on the weekends anymore, or I'm not going to come in super early or stay super late. I'm not going to take on extra projects. You know, maybe it's, I'm going to start, you know, really doing a workout plan or eating better, or I'm going to start sleep, really prioritizing my sleep schedule. You know, maybe I'm going to, you know, see certain friends that just drain my energy less, and I'm going to start to find more like-minded people who can also pour into me. You know, maybe I'm going to have a conversation with my partner and say, you know what, these are ways that I need you to show up for me more. How can I show up for you more, so we're showing up for each other together? That is how you actually heal and from burnout, is you have to look at what caused it. So it's not rest and reset, because if you rest, reset, you will repeat. And that is what we want to stop. So if you are feeling burnt out, you know, just kind of tapped out, just kind of done, just exhausted physically, mentally, emotionally, take a beat, take a rest, and then take inventory of your life, you know? And then from there, redesign your lifestyle for one that gives way to space for you to rest before you get burned out, space for you to heal before you get burnt out, space for you to have your creativity and to be poured into before you get burnt out. So then you're creating a life that pours into you rather than pouring out, pouring out, pouring out and breaking, taking a beat and then doing it all over again. You really want to think about, how can I design a life that pours into me? That is what will heal the burnout. And even if you do that, and then down the road, you get burnt out from that lifestyle, that's okay. Do it again. Rest and then redesign. Rest, redesign. Rest, redesign, right? That's really the way to do it. So I hope that this episode was helpful to you. It was my intention that it was. And as always, if you need additional support, be sure to check out all of our courses down below. And we have a course on lifestyle design, actually. So be sure to check it out. Also join us on Patreon with our community. We have monthly coaching, and then also grab our free self-love guide. Okay, you guys, and shop our Soft Life merch, and be sure to like, subscribe, and share and review. It would really help me grow if you guys could leave a honest review. All right, you guys, I hope this was helpful, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye. Ready to unlock your true potential and manifest the life of your dreams? Then I've got something super special just for you. Our mind-blowing self-love and manifestation courses. Picture this, a journey of self-discovery where you'll find a deep well of self-love and acceptance. Say goodbye to self-doubt and hello to unshakable confidence. Our courses are designed to help you embrace your worthiness and tap into the incredible power of self-love. But that's not all. We'll also dive deep into the transformative world of manifestations. You'll learn proven tools and techniques and strategies to align your thoughts, beliefs, and actions with your wildest dreams. So get ready to create the success, happiness, love, and abundance that you deserve. So what are you waiting for? Head over to candywashington.com/courses to get started. Again, that's candywashington.com/courses.